Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
I apologize for being a little late. I'm so used to coming to this studio later on in the evening when there's lots of mucho parking. So then, because I have no credit card, I noticed I didn't have change in my pocket for the meter, so I had to go to the Ultramar to buy cigarettes, get change, buy this Coca-Cola, go to the meter, come in here.
Convoluted story. Let me tell you something, George. If he had any sense of self-awareness, he would have went to the parking lot, hit on the new parking attendant, and got in for free, as yours truly. But no, he's complicating
his
life.
Hey, George, nice to see you.
Is that a Coke Zero?
That is. You want some?
He loves Coke Zero.
Oh, you do?
It's his favorite drink.
Funny? If I'd have known he was going to be here, there's another one of these in my car.
Why don't you just give him that one and pretend like it's his?
I can split it with him. I like it as much.
I didn't give him a Greek coffee.
I like Coke Zero as much as he does.
Yeah.
In fact.
He's so happy you both lit up for the Coke Zero.
I had a blood test, and she says, you drink a lot of diet soda in Mexico there.
Oh, so they could tell that you're getting cancer.
She says, because you're normally the number for kidneys is like 30. Yours is at 90. Basically, my body has to clean this out.
Yeah, it's not
and
good
turn it into water a lot. Yeah. Do you want the Greek cup or the bottle?
I've noticed something. What do you want, Greek cup or bottle?
Oh, Greek cup.
It's my sippy cup.
It's my little sippy cup.
Little known fact, flight attendants, worst beverage to pour, ask any of them, is a diet soda because in the air,
really?
it makes even more bubbles and longer to fizz.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people lately, Poseidon.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Have been trying to defend Coke Zero, aspartame, all that stuff. As soon as now they're talking about in the States, the lobbies not having enough power and they're trying to take out it. Like, holy shit, this is cancerous. Now regular people are fighting on the side of the lobbyists. They're like, I heard his rumors. It's not really cancerous. It's super cancerous. All this shit is super cancerous.
Okay, I in my limited but thorough research, because I went on the whole no sugar thing and I heard it a lot of times, I found that saccharin.
Okay, what's saccharin?
It's the pink one, sweet and low.
Okay, sweet and low, yeah.
That's the one that lobbyists said killed laboratory rats. What they didn't tell you is that at the time it died, 80% of its body mass was saccharin, and that's what killed it.
Holy shit.
The yellow one, Splenda, is sucralose. It's made from sugar.
Those rats died because they're all gang affiliated.
The Splenda one is the best of the shitty ones. I know people say stevia, but stevia to me tastes like pine salt.
It's all bad.
It's the one made from sugar, but
Poseidon, because he's going to derail us with my like yes.
Yeah.
Let's bring up some good stuff to talk about, some stories. So, George is silly. I know how much you love European soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one's for you. People have been asking me to explain my posts because they don't get what happened.
Do you want me to go on your profile?
You can go on my profile. You can go to, I mean, you could just, if you type in just AEK, Dinamo, Zagreb, you'll find
arena
it.
On fire again?
No. So, I'll tell you what happened. So, I'll explain what the controversy is. So, if you go to News Poseidon, you'll find everything. Champions League is the biggest club competition of football on the planet. Okay, the UEFA Champions League, that's what everybody wants to be at. Yeah. That's right. So now it's the qualifying rounds. The Greek champions, my team, AEK Athens, qualified for the playoffs. So the playoffs started last week.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, what happened was because the team that they're facing was Zagreb, these Croatians, these lunatics.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not allowed to have traveling fans, so you can't have away fans come in. So this was one of those games where people from AK Athens were not allowed to go to Croatia for the game in Croatia. So you avoid violence.
Wow.
And Croatian fans are not allowed to go to Athens for that game, right? It made sense. So the game was supposed to be played on Tuesday last week. Monday night, when we were in Vegas, over 100 something, because I saw this on my phone.
I'm laughing already.
Because I'm at the restaurant, I see this, I was losing my mind. 100 something Croatian fans from Zagreb show up in Athens. And now, these guys crossed three fucking countries, okay? Yeah, and no one stopped them. The Greek police is so stupid. Interpol told them these guys are going down there. The Greek police did nothing. They show up and they unite with Panathinaikos, the green team. They unite with their fans. They go to the stadium, outside the stadium, the beautiful new stadium that my team
has
built.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Now, that's where, like, I went there. You hang out. There's coffee shops. There's kids. It was about 11 o'clock at night. There was people out there with their families. Kids. There's cameras. There's just women with the strollers. It's a night in Greece, right? The night before the game.
And these champs?
They start fucking breaking shit. They hit a 13-year-old goal with a rock to the face. They went fucking ape shit, okay? Then AK fans that were nearby try to fight them off, but there are too many of them, you know? They stab one of the kids.
Wait, the Greek team is destroying the shit too, or they're just
no. The Greek team. What are you talking about? That's their own stadium. Why would they destroy shit?
The guys that they hooked up with.
Yeah, of course, they're all together. But it was mostly these Croatians, but they were all together. So they. So they started breaking shit. Then the few. Yeah, there we go. It's showing some video. The few Greek fans that were there. There we go. That's the stadium. Like I you understand, dude. I've hung out there. Okay.
It shouldn't reach this point.
It shouldn't reach this point. Here's the best part about this is they didn't even need to be in Athens. They weren't allowed to even be at the game the next day. Yeah. There was no reason for them to go there.
Anyways, is the European version of the Alabama boat brawl, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, a 29-year-old kid got killed. He got stabbed. They hit him in an artery, so he bled out and died. Okay. So the next day, it raised the whole commotion. The Athens, they were fucking furious. They're furious with the police. They're furious with the Croatian team, who apparently knew that their hooligan fans were traveling and didn't tell them don't do it, right? So they're like, what the fuck? This is murder.
That's one.
The police rounded up over 100 people. They're questioning him. Then you have people defending them. Be like, they have rights. You got to let them out of jail. At this point, it's terrorism if you came with arms to another country.
Yeah, it's like the old school where they come in with the torches from far.
Yeah, exactly.
Torches. It's that.
So they came. They did all that shit. A kid died. There was a funeral. Now the Croatian soccer team was trying to be cool with my team. Like, now that you're coming to Croatia, because they canceled the game last week, so they're playing Croatia today and then in Greece on Saturday. And they go, we should just hang out and have dinner. And so the team came out with a press release. AK Athens, they go, we're not going to... Dude, we're mourning. Like, one of our fans was just murdered by you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
We're 100% not having dinner together. We're going to play the game because we're professionals. But that's it. Like, you guys need to fuck off. Like, there needs to be sanctions.
Traumatized by that.
So here's why we're pissed.
Some kid died because of me.
Here's why we're pissed. UEFA is known for, if you have banners, like, let's say they have a banner that says, my team does a lot, Free Palestine, for example, right?
Yeah.
You get sanctions. They say you can't have fans. They get really pissed at banners. Rival fans travel to another country when they weren't supposed to and murdered someone.
That's allowed.
Zero sanctions. Nothing. They don't want to. The Croatian lobby is very strong, apparently, in UEFA.
Because they have their own banners they like to set up, like McMahon did in wrestling. Where
they get really pissed if it's a political banner. They murdered someone. And there's no, so that's why we're pissed. That's why I'm furious, because there's no repercussions. They're not banning.
These advertisers gets mad at them.
The hooligans from Croatia, they're called the BBB, the Bad Blue Boys. They're still allowed. They're going to be at the, so there might be someone that didn't get caught by the cops in Athens. So the guy that murdered him could literally be at the game in an hour, could be at the game cheering against my team. Well, it's fucking mental, bro.
Let me ask you this.
It's fucking mental.
Do you
and now these players, bro, these players who are so excited to play in Champions League.
Yeah, they have to have this on.
They were so happy. We had a great season. Now they have fucking this. Now they have to play, not just to win for the team. Now they're like, fuck, bro.
A kid died.
Yeah. How do I not win this fucking game against the people that just murdered him? It's so much pressure.
But
for
now
nothing.
You don't think some fans from Ek are going to go to Croatia now?
No, we're not stupid. We're not. That's the dumbest thing you could do. First of all, your team is going to get in trouble. And what are you going to prove? You're in another country. If we knew they were coming down, it would have been worse. Instead of one, many people could have got killed, you know? But it was a surprise attack.
I wonder if that kid that stabbed this kid even knows he killed him.
And by now that he knows that's the wound that got him, because it was in the arm.
You're arriving, right?
There's a video of when it happens.
Oh, I can't look at that. Jesus.
They crossed three countries.
Just to get there, bro. That's how stupid. And no, Interpol warned the Greek police. And then there's videos of them on the metro. So taking the subway. Imagine there's 100 people all in black with masks and sticks. And people are calling the cops. They go, you guys should do something like this. This is fucking retarded. And the cops are like, yeah, we'll handle it. They didn't handle it.
Yeah, American football and all that don't understand how big soccer really is around the world.
But this has nothing to do with soccer.
No,
these are retards.
Saying,
I'm a huge dude. I'm a fanatic, okay? But no, I'm not going to murder someone because of what team they are.
There's
That's
a word
crazy.
For them. Aren't they called the ultras?
The ultras, yeah. But these are hooligans. I wouldn't call them ultras. These are hooligans.
Yeah, bulldogs. There's words. There's It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Such garbage fucking people.
I represent this. It's looks like a Braveheart.
And then it's always, you know, the people that have free my boys. Bro, your boy's in jail because he's a fucking retard. That's why he's in God. He shouldn't be freed.
Called the bad blue boys.
Yeah.
This is the Warriors. Holy shit, you know that. This is literally the Warriors.
Yeah, this is the Warriors, yeah.
Is Warriors in Europe.
It's insane.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. I'm trying to. Is this the moment?
That's one of the moments.
It happened. The kid got stabbed.
Well, those are the videos. If you keep going, they're going to splice together multiple videos from multiple sources.
No Greek man is going to Croatia. There's no fuck. We're going to go through Serbia, Albania.
But there's no point because, first of all, you're going to hurt the team because you're going to get us in trouble. There's no point, but it's just crazy because the stadium is inside a residential neighborhood.
Yeah.
So like stuck to the stadium are buildings. People live there. There was kids. A 13-year-old girl she was knocked out. She went to the hospital. They cracked her in the face with a rock.
So it's not commercial all around.
And then another thing, the Daily Mail, because they're cocksuckers. the way they framed it, and then my team had to send out a press release, and they went fucking apeshit. They go organize supporters. They organize the fight, but that's. Not what happened. There was no organized. They came down. It wasn't organized.
Because
if you say it was organized, it changes the whole context.
What?
So they just bullshitted. Everyone's scared to offend these Croatians, which pisses me the fuck off.
What's the response from the cops saying we let them in?
So the cops are getting fucked because at first they tried to have excuses. And then they go, oh, we were waiting for the right moment. No. And we didn't have all the information. And then Interpol comes out and goes, yeah, you did. We warned you. We warned you 2 days in advance. We gave you all the license plates. You knew exactly where they were.
What could be the reason? They were just being lazy? Or
they're being Greek.
They're being Greek. What does that mean?
They're being Greek. They were being lazy. They're like, what's the worst that could happen?
Okay, passive. Thinking it's no big deal. They're fine. They're humans. Yeah. Come in.
And a kid died.
They really fucked shit up, eh?
Yeah, dude. Imagine 100-something people out of the blue. No one's expecting them. You're there with kids in a stroller. And they have Molotov cocktails. Like, if you're not ready, dude, even though it was in our neighborhood, if you're not ready, if everyone's not there,
right?
There's the team.
This is an attack, bro.
This is 100%. This is terrorism.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%.
The thing is, where they attacked and they were hitting these people is where, like, I would go. Like, that's why I had my wife and I was hanging out. That's why I was so pissed.
It's so...
Because what's crazy is I was discussing, until Mike invited us to go to Vegas, I was going to go. I was trying to buy tickets. I could go watch the game. So I could have been there. That's what pissed me off.
If you're in Greece, that's your hood.
Yeah, that could have been me.
Yeah,
okay. Could have been
That's messed up.
That's wild.
Fucking losers.
Could have been down there protecting, defending.
And you know what?
We're getting killed. You never know.
To Croatia.
I would have protected. Like, I saw the way they can't fight.
Croatia's but fantastic.
But you could stab someone.
Some of the best food I ever had in my life was in Croatia.
These fans are lunatics, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of rioting, Metallica was here. Anybody hear anything about that?
Yeah. I saw all the fans Sunday night. I was at the club with this guy. We saw a lot of people downtown.
That jumping up and down the fuck. If I'd have known, have been a little more ear to the ground, I'd have gone to that show. I went to the 1992 riot stuff. Are they just phoning it in now?
No. It's not Metallica's fault. It's the Olympic Stadium.
The sound
garbage.
Stinks. The sound stinks in the Bell Center. Yep. Imagine the Olympic Stadium. You have four echoes. They're singing. By the time the fucking sound reaches you, it's past.
Jesus.
Hey, we're known for that in Montreal. Yeah. You know that, right?
That's why Beyonce and all this shit skips.
Taylor Swift.
Does shows in Toronto.
I've heard that Montreal has like terrible crowds historically. Like, yeah. Like Pink Floyd.
Dude, they burned down. They burned police cars when Metallica stopped their
92.
Show. And Pink Floyd, there was so much. My cousin was there. They had to spray tear gas, or something to the crowd. My cousin was so stoned, he was going like this. He thought they were burning hash. These are guys that are like 60-something years old. He mentioned exactly. That's infamous concert.
That was like in 78, 77. Yeah. Like a guy was spitting on like. Roger Waters and like his experience in that concert led to like development for the wall. The concert in Montreal was so shitty. He's like, I'm making the wall, man. Fuck. He's like,
I heard the wall.
That's
the piece of the wall he wrote it on is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
I hope
he wrote
so.
It in Montreal.
Yeah, man.
He said,
Montreal.
Well, we're notorious for bad apples ruining the reputation of the whole place.
John Lennon in a bed for 2 days.
That's Yoko Ono's fault.
Yeah.
They're doing a later. They're like Twitch live streaming before it was cool, like lying in bed for 2 fucking days.
Yeah.
He's getting donations. He's playing Fortnite. Sleep. Yeah, man.
That's so funny. Imagine today. What would John Lennon be doing today? Just be another day.
He'd
be
a podcast. In bed.
Yeah, he'd be doing a podcast.
Welcome to the John Lennon podcast.
Poseidon, I looked up your hero Karl Marx.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
he's not my hero.
I decided. He's right here. He looks like Marx was fatter. No. So I was wondering. Okay, so communism obviously it's bad. It's for mentally retarded people.
Who said this?
But I wanted to learn. No, you don't. I wanted to learn about like who this guy was, right? Because it all starts from this guy.
Yeah, Marxism. You hear it all the time.
I was like, this guy must have been something, right?
Okay,
bro. You look into him, Poseidon. If I describe him to you, you're gonna be like, oh, okay, this guy. This guy lives with his parents in Park X.
Now, important I've not to vote type in yeah.
So,
Marx.
So you know what his thing was? So he had a lot of kids, okay? He had a lot of kids that he refused to pay for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like my father.
Yeah, listen. He refused to pay for. He refused to get a job. His wife was always pissed because he would just bang whoever he would find and he wouldn't take care of his family. She would beg him to take care of his family. He'd be like, it's not my problem. He would. He didn't want to work, so he would ask all of his wealthy friends and family for money all the time.
And basically
tell them you owe me, like you should be paying for me because you have money, and he just didn't want to work. Okay,
well, fuck, he's a lot more like me than I thought.
But this is what's crazy.
I have an uncle like this.
So he's the guy.
I'm trying not to be like this.
So this, he's a deadbeat. He's what you would describe as a deadbeat.
So basically, this came out of just a lazy guy.
It's just a lazy guy who didn't want to work. So he's like, you should all, if you're working, you should pay for me.
But he was a good speaker.
And people, dude, bow to this. This is so you're basically bowing to a crackhead. These are what crackheads in the hood do.
Yeah, this is the wackiest timeline. Like we spoke yesterday. Yeah. This is insanity.
That's what happened with.
I thought he was some prominent political.
Kim Jong-un was a loser.
Kim Jong Un's grandfather, the guy who started all that.
Who doesn't
have
an asshole.
Basically, he was one of the guys who was there to help everybody, but then he was at the top and figured. Well, fuck, I should take advantage of this. And he just flipped.
Yeah.
That's how he became. Isn't that amazing?
Castro.
Look at the description. Karl Marx was a German-born philosopher, economist, historian, sociologist, political theorist, journalist, critic of political economy, and revolutionary socialist.
Okay. A.K.A.?
Unemployed.
Internet troll.
You know what philosophers
are? He's an expert on everything.
Yeah.
No one wants to pay him.
The guy at the bar that doesn't work and just talks all day.
Yeah.
That's a philosopher.
I feel like this is like the sixth time you've pulled up Karl Marx.
People have too much time on their hands.
I talk shit about communism, but I never pulled him up. So it was the only time I was like, what's the big deal? Let me look up who this guy was. Like, I thought, me too, he was like involved in politics. Yeah. And then I read up on him. I go, this guy's a deadbeat.
Is he reaching for his gun or badge? What's happening?
He's scratching his ass, bro.
Oh, and that's
apparently that's a Masonic
Napoleon Bonaparte move.
That he's in the Masons or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, remember when Poseidon didn't know there was a Masonic lodge on Sherbrooke?
And now he knows and he doesn't like it.
Man, the Masons are everywhere. They're in Lebanon.
Yeah.
I saw a lodge in Cuba too, man. They're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Look, so if you guys see,
fucking everywhere.
Yeah, you got to stand in certain
spots. See the Mason.
Spots.
You see this? So this is a Masonic symbol, apparently.
Yeah, it is.
The hand
in
the jacket. Yeah. So he's doing the same thing.
Poseidon,
so
you want to go to my Twitter so we can look at the Trump indictment stuff?
Yeah,
they issued an arrest warrant for Donald Trump.
How I found out is through memes.
Okay, so when I saw that, I was like, oh my god, they must like the counts must be crazy, like rape, murder, whatever. Yeah. Go look at my Twitter, bro. This is going to cause a war. This is so stupid. Oh, there you go.
He said holding a press conference soon himself, Trump.
He better.
I just got that alert.
I had a feeling I would be doing a podcast with you guys
about
soon.
This?
Not this, but because of like the Lizzo
right
thing, Alabama.
Lizzo.
Click on that.
So let's read this fast.
Let's have Poseidon read these three acts.
Okay, Poseidon, go ahead.
Act 22. On or about the third day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter. That doesn't make any sense.
Basically, he tweeted
from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump. Georgia hearings now on own. Amazing. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. That's insane.
Okay,
this is insane. His tweet was Georgia hearings now on OAN. Amazing.
That's
and then
insane.
They wrote, "This is an overt
insane.
Act of to further conspiracy."
These people are
so
taking.
So that's
they're,
the answer
bro,
this to is,
these people
in
are
jail.
Taking
what
heroin.
Are you in for? He has to answer that.
Yeah, just answer this stuff. I tweeted.
What do you mean?
Act 57, read this one.
On or about the 11th day of December 2020, David James Schaefer reserved room 216 at the Georgia State Capitol in Fulton County, Georgia for the December 14, 2020 meeting of Trump presidential elector nominees in Fulton County, Georgia.
He reserved a room for a meeting.
Yeah,
and they said this is a conspiracy.
Overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. This is insane.
Look at the last one. Look at the last one. This is real.
Act 6. On or about the 21st day of November 2020, Mark Randall Meadows sent a text message to the United States Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and stated, "Can you send me the number for the speaker and the leader of PA legislature? POTUS wants to chat with them."
What?
Yeah, bro.
This was
insane.
An overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
No, what did the
bro,
conspiracy?
That's exactly my text.
Because he started the
No, it has nothing. This has to do with Georgia. Because remember, he said there's something fishy going on with this election, which is crazy. Because then Stacey Abrams, the lady that lost, after said the same thing. She goes, "This is suspicious. She's not in jail." You're allowed to say that there's something suspicious happening. Like, this isn't a reason to put him in jail.
Or if this is bad, could you imagine our group chats getting leaked?
We're this is
the
bring
back
amazing.
The death penalty.
They want, I guess. Wow, wow.
This is crazy. This is going to start a war.
This is wild. Yeah,
because people are going to get so pissed because it's going to feel unjust.
So they're insinuating just because he wanted to book like a meeting room.
Yeah,
they're not insinuating anything. That's the problem. Is that they're saying this is 100% part of a conspiracy.
See, I look at this something like this, and a part of me asks myself, is this an on-purpose distraction
100%.
For us just to talk
this,
like
this, this and the aliens are 100%. Dude, they gave, what did they give, trillions to Ukraine? And now their own, bro, Hawaii's on fucking fire.
So that's it. So
and they're like, hopefully we can find some money to help you do that.
They want us to talk about this and to avoid something else. Right?
We're
old,
fucked. We're getting rattled.
Yeah, okay. All right. Jesus. So Lizzo's fat, but she abuses fat people. She abuses fat people. She takes advantage of fat people.
That's
and
a conspiracy.
And she asks fat people to fillet bananas out of a stripper.
Allegedly. What were you going to say, G-Funk?
It's a conspiracy. She never, it wasn't a banana.
But you said you knew you were going to be on this podcast, so you came prepared.
I had a feeling because it's like, we'd be looking at it was the Alabama and the Lizzo thing. I knew I'd be looking at some kind of race war, but not Croatia and Greece.
Well, that initiates it.
Like, I knew, like, the timing, like, in the news, like, I felt like I was needed for, like, race war analysis, not, like...
That's why you're here.
I had a feeling.
I saw the Alabama thing. That was hilarious.
That was very funny.
The second or third guy ran in with a vengeance. The third guy speared Goldberg.
The white guy or the black guy?
Yeah, the white guy that ran in.
Yeah, but then what I love is that even though they don't like to swim, some black guy swam over. They go, "We got to go help the homie."
That's funny. That's so funny.
That's what you have to do. Okay, so this is the problem I have with a lot of these videos, and I've been seeing more and more even in Greece now. People will take videos of, like, let's say a guy punching a woman in the head.
Yeah.
And they'll just take the video, but there's five of you. Just go stop him. So I like that these black guys saw, and they're like, "Yeah, we're not. Right. Let's go stop these fucking idiots from beating up the security guard."
Like the last episode of Seinfeld, where they just stood there and watched.
Yeah,
and that's why they
just
went.
Go.
Correct.
There's five of you. You see, he's beating up an old lady. Just go. It's not like a guy has a gun or a knife. You have to run away. You could take him.
Bobcat Goldthwait coined that joke back in the day.
What joke?
If you see me getting a beating somewhere, put the camera down and help me. He said that.
Okay.
I remember that joke.
Yeah. Calm down.
Calm down.
You're getting manic.
I'm getting manic. I'm just remembering.
Did you have a stroke?
Yeah, just calm down.
I remember that. I just picture, like, it's like a Just for Laughs fucking guy recorded on his TV from like the mid-90s. The giant theater, the static, the fucking TV static. And it's like, just put the camera down. It's like just giant fucking thing that you carry on your shoulder down.
Oh, yeah, it's true. They used to be big cameras.
Yeah.
Briefcases.
I thought that'd be like such a great way to like do a special now, is have that like style, that vintage style in this giant theater.
Smoky?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I always want to do that, like not dingy, but the smoke, and it feels like lived in. It makes it feel more grand.
I know what you mean about the smoke and the spot. And
some gigs that I'll book, if it's a bigger place and they'll ask me, they'll be like, You want a little bit of smoke? I'm always like, yeah, put some smoke. Why? If it's an option, I'll take it.
I believe.
If it's an option, I'll take it.
You believe in the technology that you can make it look like something out of those days?
I
mean, I'm thinking if I got to record a special to look like 1980s something or whatever, old school, I would go get the old cameras and do it videotape wise. Is that even compatible these days?
Okay, well, so you're saying three different retarded things at once. You could record it on the new stuff, obviously, and you could edit anything. You could just change a layer. But I'm saying while you're not going to add fake smoke, it's going to look stupid. In the room, you should do whatever you can to make it smoky. Mm. And then later, you're going to record in 4K, 8K. And then you can just apply filters to make it look grainy, to make it look like it's in the 90s. That's what a reasonable human being would do.
So I go get an old camera on eBay and record with that.
Just have fun editing that.
Just have the Mike Tyson like intro fucking music play as you tell jokes for like an hour, dude. Just have that in the background as you tell jokes.
I never watched the Broadway one. Did you watch Mike Tyson?
His show? I did, yeah.
It was good, right?
It's actually good, yeah. It's just good stories. People like stories.
Really?
Really? The foundation of this province's entertainment is founded upon storytelling,
yep.
Especially French.
Yep.
They love storytellers. That's why, like, the whole, like, the drag queen thing, where they, like, cut her, like, thing out that you're, like, being, like, I guess, like, called out for. Like,
oh, yeah, we could. Yeah, I got called out for. I wasn't even there. Poseidon, can you bring that up?
The thing about that is, like Quebec society is so different that even.
Is it on,
like,
your profile?
If you go to my profile replies, I reply to it.
Just reminded me how poor my French is.
Like, she's like the drag queen, she, whatever, like, is being raunchy as fuck still. Yeah. Like, in the true spirit of, like, a fucking Quebecer, it's being, like, raunchy, and they're like, this person is mean. It's mean to us. Why are they being mean? Stop it.
Oh, yeah. So essentially,
this is the most, honestly, like, when I was watching this, I was confused.
I don't know why they spliced me in it from a very long time ago. Like, you could show this to the fans.
Noticeable that it was from a long time ago.
So this is last week's episode of Suzekut. Okay. Essentially,
make sure the audio.
4-3-5.
The drag queen is Mona de Grenoble, friend of ours. He's talking about people online that because he doesn't go read to kids. He's just a comedian on stage. But goes, you fucking drag queens, you're trying to make kids trans or make them gay. And then the joke is, he goes, I went to these people who complain about me online. I looked at their Facebook profiles and I saw how ugly they are. Like, they're all like, they all fuck their cousins. So trust me, we don't need your kids on our team. You keep your ugly kids. You know, I hate these people. I'm so pissed. I could kill them. I could fucking kill them with an axe. Okay. Now, in the context of a comedy podcast, mm-hmm. you get that the killing, it's not a call. She's not asking people, or he's not asking people to go out and kill people, or he's going to go kill. That's not what he's saying at all. What he's saying is, like, and that's what I'm saying in the context of, let's say, a sports team. I wrote, your favorite sports team, whether you like it or not, in the locker room says, let's go out there and kill these guys. Yeah. We're going to fucking rape them. They're not actually going to murder or sexually assault the opposing team.
It's more of a dismiss.
Yeah, it's in the context of annihilation in the sport. Yeah. So anyway, mm-hmm. they put this up. Poseidon, you can press play on this.
All right.
He's talking about the Facebook profiles I was telling you. Your backwards opinions. I'd kill them with an axe. And then they put me. This I'm against the call to action to kill people.
It was still on YouTube last time. Okay. I checked. So that shit was okay because they were scared to take that off. But this stuff isn't. That's all I'm saying is, people argue, like, oh, but you make fun of Alex. I've made fun of Alex Jones a lot because he does some funny fucking things.
The fucking frog.
That's
gay,
so
the
weird.
Gay frogs. Yeah. How can I not make
I don't want him to die.
Right? But at the same time, I stand by my word, which is I'll still fight for your fucking right to say shit unless it's something, you know, call to action to kill people.
But that's not a call to action. Says,
no, it's not the same.
It's out of context.
Yeah, it's not
a call
same.
To a call to action would have been if Mona
jihad.
Says, for real, I am going to kill this person, or you guys please kill these people. That's a call to
Manifesto.
Action.
Yeah, exactly.
But saying, because I say it on the podcast, I'm like, oh, fuck it, I could kill this guy, or fuck, let's kill him.
It's
or
context.
It's context.
They never talk about context.
But it's so disingenuous that they're doing this, and I don't know why they're dragging me into it.
Well, you know why? Because he's talking to Mike, and you're talking to Mike.
When you sent me this.
Yeah, but I'm the one who said I'm against the call. Maybe Mike is for call to action for murder.
Yeah,
you don't know.
They're
using me as a barometer for Mike, which they shouldn't, because I might be a piece of shit, and he might not be. The first studio. It was cool. You saw how fat my face was. That was 2018.
When you sent me this last night, I thought, like, I got so confused as to what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, he's like, why are they dragging you into this?
I started laughing, bro.
It's still it's still mind-boggling. Like, only in Quebec can, like, a fucking life podcast crush as hard as stand-up. That's fucking crazy.
It's still unbelievable.
And plus, like, if like, a right-winger, like, gets killed by a drag queen, they won't go to heaven. They'll just go straight to hell. It's like how, like, when you, like, fight ISIS soldiers, they, like, have to, like, make sure the gun is operated by a woman. And she got like bacon on the fucking bullets.
Yeah, yeah, just to piss them off.
So they go to hell. You know, it's so like that.
Stupid.
How's your French, George?
But anyways, this is all this to say.
Okay.
Before he derails us, Poseidon. The fact that they're purposely taking this out of context, what Mona said, and they're getting, they called the RCMP to arrest Mona. People called the RCMP and said she's trying to murder us. First of all, Mona said, "I want to kill these retarded people that think I want to bang their kids." So essentially, if you call the RCMP, it means that you think Mona wants to bang your kid, which is already insane. And if you don't understand the difference between context with your words, context of comedy, context, that means that you've never seen a movie. Because I have news. Once they watch American History X, what are they going to do? Are they going to call the cops and be like, yeah, Edward Norton killed a black man in front of his house? Like, you have to separate contextually what's happening. It's not real.
Because it's a trans comedian saying it.
He's not trans, dude. He's not trans.
He's Eddie Izzard.
He's not trans. He's a gay guy. He's a drag queen. People are calling him trans. He's not trans.
You're absolutely right.
That's another weird thing is...
Transvestite. Not trans.
He's a drag queen.
That's it.
That's another thing. Is they're just assuming, this guy's trans, or he's not even trans.
No.
And even if he was trans, I know Alex. I know he doesn't. First of all, he doesn't even like talking. He doesn't like kids. He doesn't like talking to kids. He's an adult man.
You're right. What, they're actually because
he believes that this shit should be in a nightclub. Just like me, I believe that comedy is in a fucking nightclub. I don't want. I wouldn't do stand up in front of little kids.
They're mixing it in that he's. A drag queen into this whole thing. They're bringing you in. That's
I like how they're bringing me in. That's so
that's
random.
Very funny. They're what they wanted is they're left. It's a extreme left and extreme right argument right
and
now.
Yeah, and I'm in the middle getting attacked by both sides. Yeah. But also, why am I the barometer? I believe that my opinion is the best one. I believe that the line for me is called to murder. The rest say whatever you want. The line is violence, right? But just because I believe that I'm right doesn't mean that I am. They shouldn't push it to everyone like, listen to this guy. So stupid.
I actually, like, I think I did stand up in a park once in Ottawa. It was, like, my only, like, corporate gig. I got paid by the city of Ottawa.
Yeah.
They were, like, it was in a park, and there were, like, some children, like, that could hear me in the playground. Basically, like, I bombed pretty much. Like, all the adults hated me, but all the kids loved me because I was, like...
That's a good sign.
Starting to, like, kill their parents, dude. The kids loved me, dude. I was sick to them.
Yeah, kill her. She didn't feed me.
I feel good about that. The kids love me, man.
That's amazing.
Future fans right there, man.
When Norm MacDonald cleared out a room, the kids would always be the last ones to still be there.
Younger ones?
Yeah, like the so you're in good company,
well,
George.
That's fucking...
We're talking about two different things, though. Because the drag queen story time to kids, I even think that's stupid. Why would you go to kids? Like, but, I think... Like, leave... Like, I don't give a shit. But... to say that this guy randomly he's getting messages, dude. Alex has never performed. He doesn't perform for any kids. He's a stand up at night. To be like, you try to bang my kids.
Like, here's the thing. Like reading the kids is kind of like it's an iffy subject. But because like saying that your kids are ugly and illiterate is very funny. So we're pro that.
Yeah.
That's
very. I'm pro funny. That. That's hilarious. Yeah.
As to say, yeah, ugly fucking kids in Quebec French, fuck man.
It's fun. It's funny. The language is very good for jokes. It's a good joke language. You could describe things properly.
Is it kind of like when you say, "All right, I'm done with you. Goodbye. See you later. Fuck off. Bye." It's kind of he did
Dude,
that.
Every night at the bordel that I host every Tuesday, the way I close it is, "Go fuck yourselves."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he
and everyone claps and laughs. They're aware that I'm not telling them to literally go perform intercourse on each other.
That's it. That's all. That's all he did.
So stupid.
And they're making it.
It's a combo. It's a combo breaker. It's a triple combo. It's like your kids are ugly, they're stupid, and in French, that's gonna piss them all off, man.
And dude, how many times have we said on this podcast, "Oh fuck, I could kill this guy"? No one's like, "Holy shit, they call the RCMP. They're planning a murder."
We literally tried to kill Claudio.
If anyone should be offended about this,
you can't kill Claudio. He's no, God.
He's unkillable.
Claudio is God.
If anyone should be upset, before the clip where they cut, goes all these inbreds that work at Canadian Tire. If anyone should be offended here, is the Canadian Tire.
All my Canadian Tire homies.
I love Canadian Tire.
Yeah, yeah, but that's why he said
I love the smell of a Canadian Tire.
Me too.
A good Canadian
Tire. It's nostalgic.
Smell.
It smells good. It smells good. I go to all the airsoft guns behind the glass. Yeah, yeah, that's the first thing I go to.
I always look at those.
So funny.
we're retards. We're autistic.
It's I know exactly I look at the where knives. It is in the store too.
You look at the knives.
I'll buy you one to protect yourself. I'll buy you a BB gun to protect yourself.
You're a knife kid? What the
I love knives.
Near the camping gear?
Knives, swords. Blades, any type of blade.
Like, bro, we having cake?
Were you the fucking guy when they had like those fucking swords in the mall? Did you go to those?
Oh yeah,
like,
he bought me one. He has one up there. He got me one as a gift.
Yeah, I got him. I got Micah Katana, dude. I love sharp weaponry.
You gotta bring those back, man. You gotta defend.
I had a dream about a blade. Recently.
My letter opener is a murder
Wesley
weapon.
Huh?
What?
He said he dreamed about blade.
What does that mean?
Black Wesley people. Snipes.
You had a dream about a muscular, sexy black man.
I had a dream about him fighting with Ryan Reynolds and smoking too much weed.
Yo, this Barbie movie. I haven't watched it, and I don't think I will. It doesn't seem like it's my
empathy. Oh, it's a great. You got to watch it. You're going to
love
it. I watched it.
It feels like the jokes, like, I won't find them
funny.
Trust
me.
Yeah, it's good.
I swear to God. I swear to Allah. Bring out a Bible.
No. Swear to a real God. Swear to a goddamn real God.
I'm not swearing to that fucking idiot. I'll swear to Poseidon.
So do you really, is it funny? Will I enjoy it?
You will enjoy the movie.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Being dead serious.
I
enjoy it.
I trust
it's
his
good.
Opinion.
Yeah, I trust his opinion too.
Yeah. I watch like.
I like Ryan Gosling and I like Margot Robbie.
It's filled with like nuances and it's like
satirical stuff.
Yeah. It's okay. Like I've seen, like, I'm a guy that watches like shitty, like art house, Criterion bullshit, Europeans, just like retarded stuff, like anything, literally, yeah.
like Fantasia shit,
art, fuck, stupid black and white French bullshit action. Like, you'll love Barbie.
Okay,
I swear to God,
you'll
enjoy the movie.
Okay,
whatever people are complaining about this movie, is that what's happening?
People are complaining. This isn't a Barbie movie.
They're like, yeah. I'm not gay
to watch it.
No,
it has nothing to do with being gay.
I'm kidding. But the effeminate movie that I enjoyed was Mamma Mia. That was a good movie.
You know, I don't know if that's effeminate.
Why was it feminine?
That's childish.
Well, because it's ABBA. Because you associate ABBA with.
I love ABBA.
I know. I'm just saying.
Preach too.
Mamma Mia.
Yo, you know what I did catch? Because it's on Prime right now. Aside, if you want to rent it. The new Transformers, I wanted to support the homie Gapes, right? So I watched it, and I haven't finished it completely. I was like a half hour, 40 minutes in, and I was like, oh, I'm starting to understand what, like, people online bitch about movies being racial and this and that on a Transformers movie.
Wow.
I noticed it from the beginning.
Transformer?
No, it was very weird. It was, you only notice it, like, how... the way they talk about like white people and the way like black, anybody who's not white, the way they act compared to the white people is, you know, white people don't understand what that is. And a lot of like white people are bad and stupid. And I was like, oh fuck. It's okay. I get what like the anger is about. Like why it's too saturated with this stupid shit. You're just perpetuating weird, weird stereotypes that if you're white, you're a problem. And you don't understand stuff. You need a strong, independent black woman or a Puerto Rican kid to figure things out for you. They're smarter than the white people. The white people won't give them a chance. And I was like, oh,
these are messages that the movie's
this
giving.
This is Transformers, bro.
But are the trucks?
The trucks also. Pete Davidson played a Mirage
this way, or they're they're just saying.
But even the trucks don't make sense. Like he's playing Mirage and he's talking like a modern day guy from he wants to get dabbed and shit. It's like you're a robot.
If there's one race of people on this earth that understand cars, it's Puerto Rican. So
I get that.
They do have a point.
But I noticed in the beginning, I noticed the little like the wording and the little undertones, and I was like, oh my God, that's so fucked up.
I love Puerto Rican people.
Yeah.
I watched American Beauty.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Wait, which one's American Beauty?
Mina Suvari.
Oh, with Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Yes,
when he bangs her.
And the next
God damn,
neighbor,
is he fucking creepy, this man. I never...
Kevin Spacey?
Yo, Spacey crushing
What are you talking about, dog?
See, because when we
just can't handle real manly sex.
You don't understand.
When we watched that movie at the time, he was like a Tom Hanks in that fucking movie.
Bro, when he jerked off in the shower,
he was a good,
could you not relate?
He opened that movie jacking off. And then the repressed homosexual next door there, the other actor.
But he has the talent of being from going to like normal to like insanely creepy.
It's
like
not a talent. People say that's why he got arrested.
And his victims apparently turned up dead.
A lot of his victims died. That's crazy. Yeah, that's why he won.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay,
yes.
So it was a kind of But what's his name? Allison Janney is in that movie. You know the actress.
I know her if I see her.
Yeah, she was great as the suffering wife of the
army. Oh yeah, she was good. They were all good. They were all great. Yeah.
Everyone's at the top of their game in here, and Mina Suvari's giant pepperoni nipples.
What happened to Mina Suvari? I don't see her anymore. Nipples.
Yeah, you're right. She was beautiful too.
I was watching the movie. I was like, "Yo, he's going for the wrong chick." Because then his daughter took off her shirt. She had some big old titties. I'm like, "Yo, you going for the wrong lady?"
Poseidon her.
I hope to God you don't have a daughter.
Poseidon her. There are two dudes kissing in the movie and got excited.
If Rebel Media wants a hit piece, another one on this guy. Warn the future. I'm telling you right now. If he has a daughter, I'm calling the cops as soon as the daughter's born. I'll be like, look, watch this guy.
No, you just gotta wait till she's 16.
That's it. We got 16 years to prepare.
The creepy guy, the creepy poetic guy following the bag in that movie. What's his name? That actor.
Oh, the bad guy. I forgot. Well,
I don't remember that movie at all.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I forgot his name. We can look it up right now.
I remember.
Poseidon's
weird.
Busy thinking about his potential daughter.
You watch Criterion and you watch these.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked up director Kim Jong Il? I'm serious.
Yo, he's too ill to thrill.
No, he literally was a fan of movies. We know this, right?
He kidnapped.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
To a husband and wife director
from China or South Korea.
Forced them, yeah. And they had husband to escape for 5 years. Blah blah.
He
blah.
Forced them to make movies. You didn't know that.
My point is, have you ever watched one of his movies?
No,
one of his propaganda movies. That's
no, really. I had no idea about that,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. I found that out myself.
Also, the name American Beauty just sounds like something sarcastic. Look at this American Beauty right here, like.
Gesundheit.
Salud.
It does. American like Beauty insult. Sounds like a horse.
Like an insult. Look at this fucking beauty right here.
I read somewhere that Kevin Spacey believes he's going to make a comeback, and he might.
He will.
Now. Technically, legally, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about what people do anymore. Like, Bill Cosby can make a comeback.
Trump's going to make a comeback.
Nobody cares. They just love, like,
I found the movie.
I don't think Bill Cosby's going to make a comeback.
No, he's too old to make a comeback. Plus, he raped a lot of people.
But Kevin Spacey
on paper, technically, didn't do much.
But the thing is, all the people that have some semblance of like common sense, like us, we know that we saw everything. We know that he was banging kids. Yeah, so for me, it's like I don't want to see this guy.
Kevin Spacey has a really creepy brother who is by profession, a Rod Stewart impersonator. Did you know that?
What's this? Kim Jong-un rides a horse in bizarre North Korean propaganda video. Oh, let's watch this, baby.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
You think North Korea is going to flag us?
That's funny. He put on the
let's go press play. Let's see this.
This is going to be great.
You want me to unmute?
Yeah, of course. No.
Look at this American beauty right here. Supreme beauty.
This is amazing. I love it already.
They sound so serious.
Is that a stunt double or is it him?
That was him.
Yes. This is the menu. Should be bigger. More options.
This is Poseidon clean shaven.
Yeah. No one's even listening.
I love that
look
he's smoking.
Cigarette. I love his cigarette.
I don't fit in the standard clothes here. We need to do something.
Look at those. Those chairs look comfortable as shit, bro.
Of course they are. They're made from children.
What?
Communism.
I believe.
Oh, he lost weight here.
This outfit is
look. Good. The diet worked, guys. This is great. Bring your kids over. Let's have a pool party. Like Jesus Christ.
To be honest, his style is on point.
They all look miserable. Oh, this guy's about to cry.
They're getting emotional at his magical words.
Yeah, because if they don't, I think what they get off or some shit.
Yeah, correct. If they like, it's noticeable. There's people checking. If you cry when he dies.
He does have a good fashion sense, I will say.
What
are you talking about? Bro?
That is terrible.
Yeah.
He's wearing what Steven Seagal wears.
Modern steps.
They said he climbed the mountain. But the ones I meant beside him was like the actual movies. Like when they go to the movies.
What is this? Look at how he's walking. Why don't you fix these fucking stairs? Oh, this is long,
it's
bro.
Just
skip
him
ahead.
Talking.
Skip ahead.
Oh, here they are.
The slaves. Nice. The slave labor.
They're actors.
There's a GoPro on there.
No way.
Yeah. There it is.
They probably said he
Look
he
at all
this
of
thing.
These are fields.
He probably told them he invented it.
Yeah. He comes in. He's like, hello, yeah. I invented horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that horse just knocks him off. Is that a tank?
Yep.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... Oh my God!
Because they're protecting Korea from the evil
artillery
West.
Pieces. Look at them.
What yeah. did they shoot? Go.
They just killed six Sperm. People. They just destroyed a village
Large
just for this
lands.
Shot.
Yeah, there was a famine in the 90s, and apparently they were into forced cannibalism.
God damn!
State enforced cannibalism.
No. The people had no food in the 90s, yeah. and they.
This is crazy.
Oh man.
They're so happy. That
I like how he's dressed casually. Look
yeah,
at
yeah. yeah, no, for them, they're meeting Jesus. That's kind of cool.
I'm Team North Korea now. They're too cool.
That is cool. I'll take that. That's not. That's.
That is very cool, yes.
That is cool. Like, you know.
You know what? Yeah.
What impresses me is when they line up. How perfectly do they line up in sync? That really has to. So a woman,
all right, Poseidon,
so a woman in North
running.
Korea. This happened. Well, look at that. That's the best.
Hold on.
That come on. This is
bro.
My
what
favorite.
If he falls off?
Look at that.
We're running into battle.
That's the best.
What's that hat?
That's a shitty hat because he liked Street Fighter. He wanted it to be Bison.
Yeah, that was a Bison hat.
This is the greatest thing.
Yeah, is that a woman catching up to him? He's going to beat the shit out of her, bro. She better slow down.
So a guy went to jail.
Okay.
All the time.
No, a girl ran out of her burning house in Korea with her child, and she got in trouble for not taking the photo of Supreme Leader and his father off the wall with to run out with. And another North Korean guy was rewarded because he ran into the fire to save the frames.
Oh, my God. These retards.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's... wow. Woo!
That's the fanaticism I don't like, George.
Yeah, well, I mean, who do they got left?
I like it, though, because their world is so simple. They have the leader. They have their family. Everybody looks the same. It's so simple.
Yes.
To live in the cave.
They are encouraged if
you're not wrong though, you cocksucker. You're not wrong.
If the tractor breaks down, they are encouraged to be self-sufficient and just plow the field with their hands. If it breaks down,
John, you are the tractor now.
To have that attitude of
I don't think they even have tractors to begin with.
No, they have some. They have some farming equipment.
But apparently, it's scary because. The latest missiles he tested can reach us.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Now, don't you miss Donald Trump?
You're absolutely right. Did you see how casual Donald Trump and him were walking?
Casual? Bro, I remember when we thought we were all going to get nuked, when Donald Trump called him Rocket Man and made fun of him because he's fat.
Yeah.
And the guy said, I'm going to kill this bitch. And then Trump said, let's meet. And then they met and the guy's like, Trump's not that bad. Trump's a cool dude.
Did you see how
I was like, what the fuck, bro?
They were strolling... down the path together like he was just chit-chatting. It was...
You know what I think it is? I think it is Trump, the way it seems to me. The way the media portrays him is anything he says, like, it's a shitty country. They're like, Trump just said that these people are shit and he hates an entire race, which is not what he said.
Right.
I think he's the type of guy that if you meet him when he talks to you, you're like, yeah, it's very unfiltered. It's very brutish, but I get what he's saying.
Again,
that's
coming
what I
back
think
to
it
the
is.
Context.
Yeah, that's what I think it
you're
is
right.
with Trump.
I agree with you.
Because it's impossible that all these leaders... shit talk him, hate him. I'm gonna, and then the second they meet him, they're like, actually, it's not that bad. There must be something to him.
In Trump's work, his literally building the building.
Because Trudeau was the opposite. Trudeau, when he meets people, after a while, they're like, fuck this loser.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So he presents one
I
way.
Believe it,
but
man.
Trump dealt for 30, 40 years daily with like Italian construction guys.
Yeah.
These are the people he spoke to regularly. Think about-
That's my life. I have to deal with people like him.
Right, I know, but literally like the Teamsters and that. So that's why he talks like that.
I met the cop that found him, that arrested him at the crack house.
He did actually.
He came to my comedy show. And he told me he after, and I was, yeah, he's no, like, I was the one that found him.
He didn't
him.
Arrest me. He saved man. My life.
He saved my life. He threw me in the back of a cop car after he found me in a crack house. He did save your life. He did save your life.
Do you imagine if that was he was like in the crowd, and there's a crowd working him, that fucking clip, that fucking thumbnail, a comedian talks to cop that saved my friend's life. Like,
yeah, it was so insane.
Thumbnail bullshit.
Dude. No, he came and told me after. Because nice guy, super nice guy. You were right.
He was
very nice guy.
I remember even in the state I was in, I remember he was nice.
Yeah, that's cops like that, by the way, because I spoke to him. More cops like that on the street would change the perception people have of cops.
That guy's
like
heart is in the right place.
Yeah,
he just wants
to be a cop, just to help people.
Yeah.
He's not there to be like, I have power.
Yeah, taking
doesn't
advantage.
Have that.
That's the one to split. It's, yeah. Are you there for the honor of really being helping people?
He just wants to be a good dude.
Correct.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, I like him. He comes with his girlfriend sometimes to the shows. Both good people. You know when you see a couple and they're both like nice people? Like that's what they have. Like they're both good people.
Cops and escorts love what you do. They love your body of work.
That is weird.
Cops and escorts. Yeah. I was telling Poseidon that he didn't believe me.
We have an escort coming for a podcast this week, no?
Oh yeah.
Which reminds me, I ordered one. No, I'm kidding.
I saw this a couple of times. Is that during Halloween, a couple of the escorts in Ottawa will be like, if you come in with a Halloween costume, you get like. A discount.
What?
Stop.
They have like a promotion?
They do promotions.
That's
sometimes.
Amazing.
I swear
if you come
God.
In dressed as a cop, but don't arrest me.
Oh, man.
What did you say? I died.
Though. I was, if I come as a Ted Bundy.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It would be free.
I'm a Gacy. What's his name?
He liked little boys.
Oh, he liked little. Oh, he cut, yeah. Put him under the porch.
He was the clown, right?
Yeah.
Gacy,
yeah. He was awful. I mean, they all were.
He's awful, but Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy? No, but Ted Bundy was actually, that's the thing.
The His man made some was, points.
He was charismatic.
Court, he was charming. The judge actually said, I sometimes forget I'm talking to a serial killer. He said those
so
words.
Good. That's how good they are, man.
The judge said that?
The judge said that.
I'm because, getting lost in your dreamy eyes. Yeah. You know, like, judge, you got to keep it professional.
Ted Bundy
He's like,
was,
I'm professionally invested in you. I mean, God damn, I'm
two
sorry.
Two things that got out of Ted Bundy was that he was very charming, admittedly, and handsome, and he represented himself. But two, just before he died, hours.
Can you bring up Ted Bundy for a second? Because I never found him handsome. But then again, I'm straight. But I never found him handsome.
Hours before he died, he said, "The reason I became a fucking serial killer is because I was exposed to too much pornography," and that's the
then Poseidon's fucked.
Iconic photo. I don't know. Like, look.
So
at
Zac Efron, fucking, that's a handsome man.
Yeah.
But not the.
I don't think he's
look,
that
Ted Bundy
handsome.
Looks like a crackhead.
No, here, the, well,
looks,
I don't know. Fucking in.
He looks like an arts major.
I know crackheads that look like that.
Like back
here,
in the day.
His headshot. He has a headshot there, smiling. Fucking.
No, that's
not that. That down.
He looks like the product of meth. I don't see it.
He kind of looks like Adam.
Yeah. He has that meth artiste look. I don't see the handsomeness.
Okay, how about up there with his tie representing himself as a fucking there that or smiling there in a suit? That's
he looks like a cheap lawyer.
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. I didn't fucking fuck him. I'm just saying they
said
he was.
For the 70s, it'd be like on Teen Beat or Tiger Beat magazine.
Yeah, maybe for the 70s, people were ugly.
Bernie Madoff, that is a handsome
man. That's it. Look at that. Look
he almost here. He almost looks like a Cuban communist leader.
Okay.
A bit, I find.
No, Cubans don't look like that anymore, maybe.
Oh, because of the shirt.
Born not that far from here, Vermont.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot because I was about to say he looks like a guy I see like in Montreal in the '70s, pretty
and
much.
Yeah, so he looks like he's definitely a product of the '70s. Right. Yeah,
man.
His biggest problem was a burnt
taillight
of his fucking Volkswagen.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, because Poseidon tried to fucking yell in the
his
microphone.
His burnt taillight of a Volkswagen Beetle is why he's dead today. That's all.
What exactly happened? Tell us the story.
They pulled him over for, not because he was, because they were looking for Ted Bundy. They pulled him over by accident.
Because of the taillight? And then he said, I'm sorry, I murdered all those women?
And then they're like, oh, fuck, this is Ted Bundy. But they weren't even looking for him.
What do you mean, this is Ted Bundy? So they were looking for him.
They were looking for him in the world. But the actual cops that day were not seeking him because they thought it was
I get it, but at that time there was a warrant out for Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
And then when they looked in the car, like, holy fuck, this is Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
And did they say, like, God damn, you're handsome, bro, but I got to take you to jail?
Probably that. He would do, remember in Silence of the Lambs, the move where the Buffalo Bill needs help with the couch?
That's where they based it off,
that's,
right?
That's, well, a bit of everyone. That move. He would do that move. He didn't.
could you help me?
Would you fuck me?
Yeah. I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me. Goodbye, horses.
I love that song.
I'm flying over here. That's a beautiful song.
Puts the lotion on his skin.
Would you fuck
me? Where is that actor? Did he
put the lotion in the basket?
He was really good.
He's still doing stuff. He's like 60, 70 years old, man.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's a good actor.
He's a great man. Delicious.
Buffalo Bill.
The guy who played Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Williams.
That movie.
Well, wait, hold on. Was she a great big fat person?
A soldier.
Was she a great big fat person?
Not Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill.
Not you fucking dickhead.
Put the lotion in the fucking basket.
The chicken wings. No, Buffalo Bill, and then just write the word silence.
Lambs.
He's so funny.
I can smell
your
cunt.
I love that he put the real Buffalo Bill.
You shared the embarrassing truth about Migs.
The one who cut up people and made a suit out of it, and lampshades, that was
Ed. Oh, there's my dog.
Remember, that was a Nazi.
He was sewing himself a fat suit to be a woman. The guy who did that was Ed Gein. He was the Ed Gein. Remember him?
No.
Okay, well, he was that guy.
Yes, he must be.
Ted Levine.
What did he say?
Oh. Ted Levine.
He must be a transient when Hannibal Lecter was describing who Buffalo Bill would be.
Fucking.
Okay, because I didn't recognize. Oh, wow. He's in a lot of movies.
Dude, he's amazing.
Okay, but I. Cause
such a good actor.
He's
guy,
one of
man.
Those actors you don't realize it's him. I get it.
Oh, and him with a mustache. He looks cool as shit.
Oh, shit. He was in Heat. Yeah,
bro.
He does look cool with a mustache.
He's in Heat. He's one of the bad guys. He's fucking cool as shit, this guy.
Yeah, okay. I forgot. Okay.
Great actor.
Yep.
Put on a scene on YouTube. Put on Buffalo Bill, Silence of the Lambs. You'll see. He's amazing. You never watched Silence of the Lambs?
I have. I loved it.
It's
how do you forget him? He's like the main guy.
Joey Foster.
I didn't forget about him.
What's his name? The guy that tried to kill Mark David Chapman. What the fuck?
That's right. He wanted to impress Jodie Foster. No, David Hinckley.
David Hinckley, that's the guy. Yeah. He's free now. You know that? He's free.
The guy who shot Ronald Reagan and killed his Secretary of State.
Is free?
Is free.
Wait, why would that impress what's
he
her
name?
He
was doing it to impress Jodie Foster.
Why would that impress Jodie Foster?
In his head.
But Jodie Foster's a lesbian.
He didn't know that.
What if, after all these years, she's like, that's kind of hot, actually.
Wow.
After all these years, it's like, fuck,
she
man.
Calls him up, she's like, so I heard you're free.
You know what? You, I've done that, too.
Sorry, are you having a brain freeze moment? What's the matter?
John Hinckley, I'm typing in.
What are you talking about? You've been stuck on Buff for fucking a minute and a half.
Sorry.
What's going on?
Mark David Chapman, ice cream.
Are you looking at the girls dancing on the side?
Yeah. I
kind of am, actually, a little bit. I'm like, what's
going on? Holy shit, Poseidon.
But yeah,
he's animal sexual, bro. You gotta do the sexual animal.
Go down.
There's a Family Guy.
Did they edit Joe Biden?
Let's watch the
Family hilarious.
Guy one. Sleepy Joe.
That's funny.
Let's watch the Family
Guy one. Which
one,
Patel? You think?
Try the normal one. A movie
down, but
clip.
You want
go
him
up?
Going to get the lotion in the basket?
Let's watch Peter Griffin, dude.
No, but the lotion on it. But the reference, you don't need it. Besides, you go to the real one.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so that one with the dog.
This one?
Yeah.
This is the famous one.
Yeah.
On
explorant
notre planète. No, I'm not giving
sake,
you
fucking
free ads,
fucking
bro. Go fuck
piece
yourself.
Piece of shit.
Anthony Hopkins, very sober but he got sober late in life.
Anthony Hopkins, one of the greatest actors in the history of film.
It's a shame they're all pedophiles.
Is that
actors or Anthony Hopkins? Skin, it does
this whenever it's all of them.
Mr. My family, okay, cash, whatever ransom.
Whatever ransom.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it
gets
the
hose
again.
Woof, tell him.
Oh, my God.
Bark.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's such a good scene, bro. And then when she tricks the dog.
Very smart.
Yeah, I remember
I got
that.
Your fucking dog, mister.
I won't press charges, I promise.
What's amazing is how...
There's the hose. I never realized it was right there.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Hey, I have a question. How the fuck does he get her out of there?
It doesn't.
Let's say he killed her?
Yeah.
How the fuck's he gonna get out of there?
Good question. Places the lotion. Very good question.
I have a theory right now. Let's say he fills that well up with water. Would the body float?
I don't know if he can fill that.
Do dead bodies
up with
float?
Water. Yeah, I guess he could get to the top. They float, dead bodies. You always see them under the Brooklyn Bridge. But you're right.
That's a good question, right?
That's a very good question.
She's
just
going to swim up. So.
You know, cinema mistakes.
No, but I mean, if he kills her.
Oh.
She's looking. Painful. That's a nail. Yeah, someone was trying to get out. Oh, I remember this. And she starts screaming. Oof.
Picton did that. Picton, right? The Canadian pig farmer?
Yes.
Oh, wait, the guy who killed in Vancouver all those hookers?
He was a pig farmer, right? Robert Picton?
Who's the guy in Vancouver?
He did this for real. This
Who was the guy in Vancouver that kidnapped women and they found like fields of dead people?
Might be him. I'm not sure. Might be him.
Bro, that's mental.
Robert Picton. That's terrible. And what's amazing about that actor, I forgot his name, is how much he's not like that. Ted Levine.
So can I ask a question? Robert, like,
yeah, Canadian serial killer. Look at this guy.
Look at all those girls.
Oh, he's
big farmer killer.
He's
born
my birthday, too. Look at that, October 24th.
Oh, boy. Well. Yeah, so this guy was a fucking Emmy Award winner.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
fuck.
He did that shit you just saw in the movie for real. That's awful.
41.
Have we figured out yet what causes people to do this? Because, like, I get really angry. I'm Greek, right? I get very emotional.
But not to the point where
I never want to torture or, like, kill, like, you know, take someone's life. Like, I don't have that. Like, if I'm defending myself, it's different. If you're going to kill me, bro, fuck, cut your balls off. But in to go out and seek someone and end their life, I can't even fathom that in my head. Have we figured out what causes that?
I think the like maybe addiction, like the first one gets you high.
But what causes the first one? How do you? Because that's a big commitment to kill someone.
Somehow they get the anger shit and the sexual wires get crossed.
Oh.
Maybe I think it's homicide like that with serial killers. It's something. It's narcissistic. It's like they feel like they've been insulted. Like, and then they get homicide. They want to kill the guy because they feel like their ego has been, like, destroyed. That's
that much?
A lot of,
extremely
a lot
fragile
of this,
ego.
Yeah. I have ego. We all have ego. I don't want to kill anyone.
I wouldn't kill anybody, but I
you'd
I,
kill yourself, though.
I in therapy, I've discussed this need, like, being hurt. You've heard me say I was let down by my sister.
Oh, this fucking guy,
hurt,
everything,
right?
Everything's personal.
Right. So imagine that to an extreme level where you kill people. I've been hurt.
You remember when George said that Silence of the Lambs was a better movie than the Charlie Chaplin films? I was personally affronted. Like, that's how he is.
So I decapitated him. Yeah.
But would you, do you have, urges of murdering?
I don't wish dead on anybody. I never mean it, even if I've said it.
That's what I mean. Like, I wonder what you, like, can we... They is there a way that we could figure it out with brainwaves, let's say? And then let's say kids.
Squirrels as kids, maybe. You know,
that,
that
I always
kid
suspected,
that,
bro. I always suspected the fuck out of that. Those kids that go actively murder.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's correct. In my head, it makes sense. But do you think we're going to develop a thing where they put, you know, like Neuralink, they put the waves, and then you could tell the kid's 16, he has certain patterns. You're like, yo, this motherfucker's a murder rapist. Can you tell? But
I
then if you.
Probably murder rapist.
That'd be a great idea,
but
I don't know.
Hold on, but here's the other problem.
There's patterns to everything.
But here's the problem, Poseidon. The crime hasn't happened yet. Isn't it wrong, or is it wrong to preemptively book that? You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
No, so, but what you can do, what you can do is maybe make this person's upbringing a little bit different. Try to educate him. Try to, you know, make him feel normal.
What you're saying is stupid.
I know, but, or maybe you let him murder the first person.
Take these pills.
Or maybe you follow him around. You let him murder the first person, and then you prevent.
You let him murder the first person.
No, but you don't let him. But, you know, you follow him around.
Okay, how about this?
He murders one person, then you stop it there. So instead of he murders 30, you catch him at the first and end it there.
You know the guy.
Fuck, I hope to God he never has a position of power.
You know the guy.
No, but I'm just saying.
There's a lot of people going to get sacrificed.
I'm trying to think of solutions here.
That's not a solution. He's just kidding.
But what do you? You like, told me we can't. We'll
this is how Boston was bombed, dude.
Yeah.
You know the guy.
They're like, just let him. We'll see what happens.
Sometimes it's an obsession.
I work for the CIA.
You know the guy who? You're absolutely right about
this. Is how the Greek police was. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Like a kid's dead. Only one, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Stopped another 30. You
look
see?
How many names this guy killed. The narcissistic part, sure, and the. There was a guy, he was a next door neighbor of some lawyer girl that he went to elementary school with, and he just killed her. And then he ended up on the news being interviewed that he doesn't know where she is, but he was the guy that did it. And then when they say we found the body, he was shocked on camera. He couldn't believe they found the body.
No way.
And he's like, what about fingerprints? Did you find any? Like, I'm just a concerned citizen. I was already planning a trip out of state.
He doesn't know. Excuse me?
Are you all right?
No, it's because I have a parking meter issue. And I don't have the app, and I might have to run.
Wait, did you pass your time?
It's going to at 3:30. All right. At 1:30.
All right, just give me your ticket. I'll figure it out.
You should have fondled the black woman downstairs, man.
She didn't even need fondling.
You know what? He's absolutely right, though. I could have just gone.
Use your charm.
Waved and
pretend that you're part. Yeah.
Do you have to present the ticket or just go if the thing's
just
open?
Just go, bro.
I should
just go. Be charming. Be confident. Hey. You gotta know the rules.
Hello, smiley face.
Well, look, Guido, you like
what's up, girl?
You like the darker ladies. The darker ladies like
no,
you as well.
I knew you would say something like that. I'm De Niro here.
Yeah, you like the black chicks. I knew you would say something like that.
That is.
Hey, you like them dark?
You know what they say.
I knew you would say
the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, bro.
No, I like the...
Bro. Berries, bro. Berries.
Anything I heard in movies, I'm going to repeat to you, bro.
Blackberries. You like blackberries?
Black currants. You know they're called currants?
Not the phones. Not the fruit either, bro, you know?
Raisins are called raisins in English.
Okay.
But in French... Grapes are called raisins. Australia, raisins are called sultanas.
In most Western countries, you're called autistic.
You know, correct. You make a... It's like the whole like a Niger thing.
Whoa, like, we don't say that word. I don't care what accent you use. We don't use that around here.
The whole Niger thing. They're a coup or something?
Let's call them blacks.
Oh, stand up.
Let's go back to African America.
I've been in Montreal too long, man.
You go back like, oh, you're a cultured racist. I like it.
Yeah,
what's going on there? Is it like a coup?
Yeah, a coup happened, and they're like Russia aligned a little bit, and they're like revolting against France and the rest of like the West African side. That's why I felt like I was needed soon to be
he
here.
Sees it going on, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I analyze Africa, I analyze international politics.
Have you seen the South Africa? What's happening in South Africa with that far left party that wants to kill white people?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
That's wild. There's South Africa is like fucking. It's post apocalyptic right now. All the white people that have like congregated into like small like gated communities with guns out in the field, like they've gone back to like 1872 with
that's
like
four.
I have an uncle in South Africa, remember?
Yeah,
there's a lot of Greeks there too in South Africa.
Yeah, there's a lot of Greeks, a lot of Italians, correct?
He owns a chain of grocery stores,
not for long, bro.
No, but it went
not for real. The communists are taking over,
I know,
they're very anti-white, and they're not going to be able to tell the difference between a Greek guy and a white guy.
He's probably buzzing right now. Well, they killed one of his sons a few years ago.
What? Your uncle?
Yeah.
Your cousin? They killed your cousin.
Basically, that I've never met.
Okay. Basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, he is your cousin if it's your uncle's son.
Oh, yeah, he is my cousin.
So they killed your cousin.
Look at him and he's like, oh, yeah. I thought he was just a boy toy.
My uncle's son. Yeah.
They killed his son, your fucking cousin.
So what's happening here? They don't want
I've never met them.
Anymore?
I've never officially met them, so
it doesn't count.
It's very distant.
I get it.
He's still your cousin.
Yeah, I know. I realize this now. Yeah, he was trying to like get in his house or some shit, and like they fucking ambushed outside.
They do that. They literally do like.
He has to drive around in bulletproof Mercedes S classes. Like it's crazy.
Just leave. I would leave a country like
that. He can't. His money's tied. They won't let you leave the country. Because down there, he's a multimillionaire.
Why would they let him leave the country?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Slowly start removing your money.
Apartheid happened. That's what happened. It was.
No. Yeah. But like apparently it's worth like nothing.
Was? Do you know what apartheid is, Poseidon?
It's the thing.
I don't know. Is it like something to do with apartments or some shit?
Yes.
That's his way of saying, I don't know, but I don't want to look stupid, so I'll deflect. Am I correct?
It's asbestos.
I did it on purpose.
It happened before you were born.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I've heard the term. I don't know it.
That's it. That's all I'm asking. Yeah.
I know. I was just fucking.
That's why George is here. I only brought him for this. George, no, apartheid in under a minute.
Shit.
But from the perspective of the blacks.
Yeah, white people having fun, and black people not having fun.
That's kind of
And black people want to have fun. And now they're having fun. Now the white people aren't having fun anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Fuck, that's actually, that sums it up.
I'm so fucking good, dude.
This was Race Wars with Georgia Silly.
I'm bad.
For real though, apartheid was a horrifying Poseidon, and right now it's just happening again. It's you know what? It's basically reverse.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. It went so way into one direction that they were good for a while, and now they went all the way in the other direction.
Yeah.
In fact, the doctor that treated me, Both of them, the psychiatrist and the regular out at the treatment center, both from South Africa.
Oh, really?
With the lot of South Africans in Vancouver.
There's a couple of comics in Ottawa who are like South African.
They made the right decision to come here.
One's transgender, the other is like an old man. But they both
might be the same person. You don't know.
The old man, shout out Wardy Le Pen. He has the Wardy accent. He's a South African. The other one is like
fake.
She puts it on.
I don't like that.
From like operating as like an apparent thing a little bit, but they both got the South African in them.
Besides, had a South African in him too. His uncle.
Yeah.
People forget how big Africa is. Like that, South Africa is like a country.
Africa's massive, bro.
It's people really like they think Niger is next to like it's.
That's why
it's a continent.
I think Africa is bigger than North America.
It is.
It's massive.
Yeah. Africa is huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way the map is made, everything south is a bit like crunched,
squished in. But it's not real. In real, I think it's bigger. It's the biggest continent, no?
You know what's in real life? It is. I think it is. Maybe Asia.
Because we say Asia, but I think it's really Africa. I heard something like that.
It may be Africa because you know what I love? I love those TikTok videos where basically they drag.
Of course it's Africa, yes.
No, they'll drag a country from the south that it's like crumpled, like it's squished a bit. And then they'll drag it to like northern countries and it shows the real size. Have you seen those TikTok videos?
That's no. The name of the South African Prime Minister TikTok.
TikTok.
I'm Prime Minister TikTok.
So, who is what? When these guys want
I don't like how these blacks speak about me. Prime Minister TikTok.
They don't want anything to do with
but this. But all jokes aside, this is crazy. If you see the guy yelling, the new... I guess, was he elected?
Economic freedom fighters.
This guy.
No, not him.
President Bazoum.
No, that's Niger. You're looking at Niger. They're two different countries.
I think I bring up Niger.
And it's only 1G, by the way. But yeah, you're looking at you're looking at a different country. Because what you just wrote, the N-word coup, is not the...
you're such a bastard.
I realize that like Niger is French Nigeria, because I looked at this morning. It's like, oh, they both have the same like main like ethnic population in both countries. Nigeria is like the Anglophone.
Supported by the Brits? And that one.
If you look
France,
at South Africa, Poseidon, right now, you see the guy. Type in South Africa, kill the Boers. Kill the Boers.
You're absolutely right. Niger is French Nigeria.
It's the same like Nigerian or Nigerian. Like it's the same. It's like I realized that this morning.
Oh shit! You guys want to watch this?
Sure.
Raisin and grapes.
Yeah.
What?
They're dancing. Okay.
Oh my god,
This South African song has been igniting quite the firestorm online.
Okay, but I don't want this bitch's commentary.
Once deemed a struggle chant, modern adaptations of it have kindled
Elon Musk raises the specter of white genocide. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Wow. So controversial. Well, there are
some white members.
Kill the farmer.
The poor, the farmer.
Okay.
Chant about
I get it. They're like Black Panther almost.
Because the Boers were the Dutch, so I get that.
Which translates to shoot the Boer, was born in the throes of apartheid-era South Africa in the early 90s. Apartheid, which is the Afrikaans word for separateness, was pretty popular among white voters who sought to preserve their dominance over South Africa's black majority.
Very Joe Biden-esque.
The chant had roots now across this, the political spectrum
watching now
and
this
was brought
right
back
now.
Into the public sphere by politician Peter Mokaba after the African National Congress Youth League was reconstituted.
Okay, bro, I don't want to comment.
Basically, it's the plot of Lethal Weapon 2.
How crazy is this,
though?
Yeah,
that is crazy, because they're really extremist.
Crazy,
he's doing what they said.
Trudeau almost did this last year. He almost did it. He went out and said, these unvaccinated, they're dangerous. Yeah. He was one sentence away from being like, let's just round him up. He was one sentence away. So we talk shit about them, like, how can they do this? If Trudeau had said, let's put all the non-vaccinated in jail or whatever, half the country would have agreed with him because they're retards.
Wow, that's dangerous.
That's super dangerous. You shouldn't say that as a political leader.
I think Trudeau might actually be gay. Like I heard it was like a rumor like last year.
I had heard for a long time that he swings both ways. But the thing is, I don't care. Like it doesn't really bother, as long as he's a terrible politician. Yeah. If he was a good leader, that's all that matters. The fact that if that comes out, it's going to overshadow all the bad he did. I want us to focus on all of the bad stuff he did as a leader, not on who he's blowing. I don't care. That's his business. And I heard for years
that's
probably
why he put the black face on.
There's
Yes, I have.
There's this insane alternative history science fiction book about a bunch
suspected.
Of
those who have appealed them must well fight it in court.
I'm sorry, I always laugh.
Why is that guy holding up gang signs on the right?
We shall sing this song in line.
The death. Very popular. There's a lot of deaf people in South Africa.
The
right
court decision. The court.
It's scary, bro.
But
yeah. So
I want without commentary. It's pissing me off that there's
I know,
only
I can
fucking
tell.
Commentary.
Go up.
There's a bunch of South African Nazis, like national socialists. Bunch of
keep
like,
going right there. The RT one, the story, the short. Normally RT doesn't talk.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah,
he's right about that. Yeah, right.
Oh, it might not be RT.
Yeah, so it. What you're listening to is a video of South African political leader Julius Malema chanting "Kill the Boer" in a now viral clip.
I hate this culture that we live in, dude. Show us the fucking clip, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Just the Boer in the song.
Back out, bro. Why are you still on this? We saw it. Anyways, you get it, bro. Kill the. They're basically singing "Kill the Dutch," which are their whites.
They have to put their fucking faces in front of the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I hate that. Show us the fucking clip.
I look for a recipe. I want to see the hands making the recipe. I don't want the guy. Welcome to Cooking Corner. I'm Jack.
This world we live in.
By the way, this is the videos I was talking about, like the country comparison. Like they'll compare like India to Russia and shit.
Why are you back on this? We know how the comparison of size works.
It's huge.
We get
it. It's huge.
Fucking kid.
Look how big India is next to South Africa.
Yeah, like what you're saying.
Look how big India is next to America. Ooh, it's big.
George gets it.
I hate culture. I hate culture, man. People want to be.
Yeah, like, we're going backwards.
But they want to be news anchors. Want to regurgitate Wikipedia fucking pages. Just shut the fuck up. Make something
some
new.
Some that I watch or listen to are more talented than Diane Sawyer.
Well, they're not in this room.
No, but my point, like fuck really, who's? Like some of them that just came out of nowhere.
Diane making Sawyer.
No, I'm saying news anchors that did it.
Did you say who's Diane Sawyer?
Yeah.
He's young.
She's ABC News correspondent.
Back in the day.
Maybe I know. Oh, is she? How,
big news reporter.
Can you?
Diane Sawyer.
Maybe I know
like
who she is.
You've seen her face
70 years
sure.
old, ABC.
Diane Sawyer.
She does the big interviews. Tonight?
Yes,
S-A-W-Y.
Arafat,
you know, like
maybe, I think I'm... Maybe I've seen him before.
There we go.
Oh, no. Maybe.
Yeah, she's the one that asked Mel Gibson, do you hate juice?
Yeah. And Mel Gibson said, only orange.
Anyway.
Mel Gibson,
she was
man.
Married to Mike Nichols.
Ooh, look at that.
The movie director.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, I just, but he's right. The voiceover guy is so much better than the welcome to my show guy.
Well, that's actually a talk we have with Poseidon because he's working on a new show. We're not going to talk about it yet, but he's going to, we don't know what it is 100%, but he's working on a new show on the network because he's like, man, there's no point. Remember In Bed?
Yeah.
It was too close to The Intellectuals, which is a better show. So it's like, why have lesser shows that we have better versions of? Let's do stuff completely different. So now he's working on a whole new Poseidon concept.
Right.
Just for the channel that's completely different than anything else.
Okay. That
that's what
sounds,
you should be
that
doing.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you should be doing. Because we already have The Intellectuals. We don't need a second version of it. Yeah.
This is Intellectuals Part 2.
This is almost that. Yeah.
This right
today,
here.
It's the same people in the same shows.
But different.
It's a different time of day. Poseidon is heard, not seen.
Yeah, no, it's a whole different. It's
yeah,
a whole different.
You're here.
Yeah.
George, is your name spelled with an S at the end? Is George? Is the S silent?
No, no.
Why would his name have an S?
Because a lot of people with of his ethnic persuasion.
No, I thought it's normally Quebecers that have the S in the end. No,
a lot of like Lebanese guys I know, George.
Oh, I'm dumb. I thought you had my last name. No. It's just George English.
Okay,
George. My dad does the S at the end.
Okay, that's
just George.
Yeah.
Your dad is also named George and has the S at the end?
No, his first name is Joseph, but he
Joseph's.
Says, yeah, he's very, like, his on his Facebook, a lot of Arabic dads do this. He's, his, like, Arabic name, like, a little bio, it says Abu George, father of George. That's what.
Oh, yeah.
So his Arabic, like, name is, like, Abu.
Like
Abu
how
George.
Jesus did, son of Joseph.
Yeah, like how the Jews
so instead
have,
doing
like,
son
them,
of, you do father of?
Both ways. It's Ibn. Ibn is like son of, and Abu is father of.
I only found out this week that Habibi is for males, and Habibti
is
for women.
It to a
yes.
girl.
I've been saying Habibi
You've
for
been
everyone.
Saying it to
it's
guys,
like French,
everyone.
Yeah.
Well, it is for guys, Habibi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Habib, I said to girls too,
that's,
but
I guess they understand. It's Habibti. A common mistake.
Yeah.
Habibti is with a girl.
Yeah, that's why like such a male dominated, you know, only men can feel love.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that from there.
What do you want?
It's actually in honor of a woman, which is why they... And it's a lot more of a matriarchy in the Muslim world than people think.
Is that, did those words just come out of your mouth?
Yeah, that's what they. That's what they.
It's a secret thing.
Yeah, yeah, like, you tell these burqa'd women that are getting stoned to death that it's a.
By the way, I thought Habibi was matriarchy. For the women and Habub was the men.
Habub.
Habubu is very.
Habubu is. I would always say Habubu. Is bubblegum.
How do you say ha retarded?
Habubu.
Maybe Habubu is like in Swahili or Sudan.
Habubu.
Habubu.
Habubu Sidon.
No, not Habubu. Habub.
Habub. I'm winning Habub. Oh, yeah. Amber says that a little bit. Habub.
Habubs.
Yeah, Habubs. Oh, that's cute.
That's an Emil Khoury saying.
Kifak.
Marhaba. Marhaba. Shu. Kifak. Intamneh. Yeah, it's delicious.
But see,
man.
I do good. I've been told I do the good.
It's very good
accent. With the
you guys keep talking. I'm calling. No, calling ICE.
If I go to Adonis, people speak to me in Arabic. They believe I'm.
Wait till the FBI gets through with you, fuckers.
Call up CSIS.
Yeah, call up CSIS.
CSIS.
All right, listen. We gotta go because I gotta go watch the soccer game.
That's hilarious.
I'm a busy man. Thank you all for listening to this. Allah, George Asili, links are in the description. Allah, follow George. Come watch him live. What's his name? Guido Grasso has got his own social channels. Instagram, Facebook, Guido Grasso, JR. Links are in the description. You know where to find us. Go fuck yourselves.
Allah! We built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.